This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. President Trump accused Colorado Congressman Jason Crow and other Democratic lawmakers of sedition on Thursday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Trump is angry about a video of Crow and half a dozen Democrats with military and intelligence backgrounds reminding service members they do not have to follow illegal orders. In social media posts, the president accuses them of sedition, punishable by death. Crow said they were just reminding the military of their oaths under the Constitution.
And I'm not going to allow President Trump to threaten and intimidate me, so I turn my back on my oath.
Republicans have criticized the video. Colorado Springs Congressman Jeff Crank said it was reckless and reminded service members they must follow all lawful orders. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Major League Soccer has released its schedule ahead of the 2026 season. Lionel Messi, one of the sport's all-time greats, is set to make his first-ever visit to Denver. Here's CPR's Tony Gorman.
Messi's Inter Miami will play the Colorado Rapids at Dick's Sporting Goods Park on April 18th. The 38-year-old World Cup winner led his team to the league's best record and its first-ever postseason appearance last season. But the Rapids have other business to handle before tangling with Messi and company. The club barely missed the playoffs last season and is looking for a new head coach after parting ways with Chris Armas. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Snow and rain in this week's forecast could help cut wildfire risk this winter. Recent dry weather had many experts comparing this to this fall to 2021. That year holds the record for Denver's latest snowfall, and it came right before the Marshall Fire, which burned more than 1,000 homes in Boulder County. It was the most destructive fire in state history. With more moisture forecast for the next few weeks, climate experts are hopeful that grasslands won't dry into ideal fire kindling. And this is CPR News. It's 6:06.